Welcome to Season 2 of Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement to the multimedia blog Arts of Cultures. I'm your host, Tamika Cody. To kick off the second season, Episode 1 is an extension of the article Hyperlocal Newsroom Hype. As mentioned in the post, media outlets like DNA Info, NJ Spotlight, and Patch have been popping up in local communities for several years. Hyperlocal newsrooms provide informative news on a local level. Now, I'm not talking about eyewitness news at 5, 7, and 11. I'm talking about news that big networks and major publications don't have time to cover. For example, air and water quality reports, residential development that may affect property taxes, or stories about local residents making their homes environmentally friendly. Turns out, environmental sustainability is a topic more people want to learn about. I found that out while covering Sustain Local 2016, the National Conference on Journalism Sustainability. The conference, now in its third year, helps hyperlocals figure out how to bring in extra cash into their organization. After discussing how to monetize and finance the inner workings of a hyperlocal newsroom, the conversation then shifted to environmental sustainable living. Why? Well, it's a topic we don't talk about regularly. Jane Pomerano, Region 1 Director of the Society of Professional Journalists and an independent journalist who covers the agricultural beat, says there isn't enough coverage of sustainability and the environment.
The environment and sustainability is extremely important. I see it very much in agricultural writing. We're doing a lot of coverage on water quality issues because farms have a stake in water quality, and they also can be damaging to the water quality depending on how they're run. These things affect everybody, and they're not just local. Sometimes the story has to overlap a larger area because what happens upstream affects what happens downstream.
Mel Jones, a research associate at the American Press Institute, says she would like to see hyperlocal news sites produce more content that will help her solve environmental problems.
Sometimes you see articles like, you just need to sell your car and have a bike. But a lot of times living a sustainable lifestyle is a process, and it starts with baby steps. So for me personally, I think it would be really helpful if local news organizations could make being sustainable something that seems doable.
And Noah Levinson, a New Jersey-based freelance journalist, says he would appreciate if hyperlocal news outlets took their environmental coverage just one step further.
It would be, I guess, helpful to get a breakdown of which of our actions have the greatest impact. I mean, there are definitely ways to inform the public and to give a megaphone to the geeks in the lab. All the time you hear, it's a pretty common liberal talking point that the jury is not out on global warming, that 99% of climate scientists agree that it's real and that it's man-made, but the national conversation is so far behind that. I don't understand why that has to be, why we can't do a better job as journalists on a local, regional, and national level to distinguish between science and conjecture, and to give proper billing and proper credibility to those sources which are actually credible. So, I mean, just in terms of volume, I guess, of coverage, you know, a higher volume of environmental coverage would probably have a good environmental impact.
Now, believe it or not, some of these journalists are actually the geeks in the lab Levinson is referring to, and he himself started to shrink his carbon footprint.
I compost. That's probably the only thing that I could point to.
Tell us when you got started with composting.
This spring, my mom said, I know what I want for Mother's Day. I want you to get me a composter or figure out a way for us to compost, whether you have to dig the hole in the backyard yourself or put together the thing. I got a Tumblr composter and put it together and learned how people compost.
And as an individual new to incorporating sustainable living in her everyday life, Mel Jones, who was introduced earlier in the podcast, is trying to figure out ways of stepping up her game to minimize her carbon footprint.
It is something that I've started to think about more. So I think about things like what sort of waste am I producing in my life in terms of, you know, what I eat, how I shop, and things like that. So I think right now I've been trying to grow a little bit more of my own food. And sort of related to that, I've started to think more about composting and how I can start composting in my own kitchen. And I'm in the very baby stages of it. I guess there are a lot of little ways that I'm making sustainable choices that I don't really think about as being sustainable, but they are. A lot of times I think it's convenience without the altruistic notion of being sustainable, but I've started to try to be a little bit more mindful of that so I can be more intentional and be more proactive in being sustainable.
Now, I like to turn the mic over to you. How are you being more sustainable? Send your voice memos or email your views to tcsviews@gmail.com. That's tcsviews@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to the second season of Better Said Than Written. Now, I'm aware it's been some time since you last heard from me, but this season I plan to knock down the obstacles that has prevented me from keeping in touch with you. In this season, I plan to entertain you with stories that have inspired me and this thing we call life. For example, the memoir, Year of Yes, How to Dance It Out, Stand in the Sun and Be Your Own Person by television producer Shonda Rhimes, made me reflect on motherhood, life, and most importantly, my aspirations as a multimedia journalist. There will also be discussions with artists and what inspired them to become a creative. You'll also get music reviews on old and new beats, and every once in a while, a rant or two about what's taking shape in American culture. If you'd like to be a guest on Better Said Than Written, send a note to tcsviews@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to dial you in. Until next time, I'm Tamika Cody, host of Better Said Than Written.